What makes Malta the perfect destination to host one of Europe's coolest startup events? You know, gathering top entrepreneurs, investors, influencers, corporate leaders, and you know, how do you hope it impacts the startup ecosystem?
First of all, it's a nice place to be at. So the aspect of business in reality goes along very well with a very beautiful lifestyle that we have.
Yeah.
We eat well, we work hard, but we also have our beautiful spots in Malta and Gozo where people can enjoy themselves. But at the same time, it's very exciting because we're transitioning from quite a traditional economy to one which is a lot more knowledge-based and innovative. Mm-hmm. And yeah. It is at this moment in time where, as a country, I think we will be launching in the next months one of the most exciting legislations when it comes to startups.
Welcome to the EU Startups Podcast. Sit back and enjoy the show hosted by Marcin Lewandowski.
Hey everyone, it's Marcin Lewandowski and you're listening to the EU Startups Podcast. The EU Startups Summit in Malta is coming soon, and for that occasion, I've got a special guest today with me on the show, Kurt Farugia, the CEO of Malta Enterprise. Malta Enterprise is the country's economic development agency, tasked with attracting new foreign direct investment, as well as facilitating the growth of existing operations. Before Malta Enterprise, Kurt had a role at the Office of the Prime Minister of Malta, and he joined the Prime Minister in most of his international engagements at EU level. Welcome to the show, Kurt. It's great to have you here.
Thank you very much for the invite, Marcin. We're very excited to host the EU Startup Summit. There is a lot of buzz around it, and we can't wait to the few days that you will be here. So we're extremely excited about it.
Amazing. Kurt, so from your role in the Prime Minister's office to becoming CEO of Malta Enterprise, your career is fascinating. Tell us more about your story and what pivotal moments or experiences shaped your journey to where you are today.
Yeah, so a lot of people think it's a little bit strange going from working in a political environment at the Office of the Prime Minister up to the Economic Development Agency. But in reality, it's not that incongruent in the sense that, first of all, I started as a journalist in my career. So then I went into politics as soon as the opposition leader back then asked me to join as director of communications. Then once the party in opposition went to government, I moved to the office of the Prime Minister. And as you would understand, the work is so varied at the Office of the Prime Minister. One day you're dealing with some local crisis, the next day you're in a European summit dealing with all the international and global issues. Right. So you get to meet from prime ministers to presidents. Sometimes it's out of the European Union, some engagements. And within my work at the Office of the Prime Minister, I also had some specific policy tasks. And certain economic projects were handed to me to follow from the Office of the Prime Minister with the respective entities. And Malta Enterprise was one of the entities I used to shadow from the Office of the Prime Minister. Then, due to various projects with the previous CEO of Malta Enterprise, and his retirement, I moved to Malta Enterprise, which is a very, very exciting job. And as we say, one day is nothing like the next day here.
Amazing. So Kurt, speaking of Malta Enterprise, it plays a crucial role in driving economic development. So what unique advantages or opportunities, you know, does Malta offer for entrepreneurs? And how is Malta Enterprise supporting their journey?
Yes, well, Malta Enterprise, as you very rightly explained in your introduction, has a dual role. It's first of all, assisting all local businesses, the businesses that are set up in Malta, through a number of support measures, we manage around 60 million euro in incentives for businesses. And once again, you know, we have to keep in context the 60 million euro for a small island like Malta with a few thousands of businesses operating. That's quite a substantial budget. So the main role is also, so one is supporting, the other is attracting new foreign direct investment. And that is a very interesting part of our job, because we get to showcase Malta as a place for doing business. And, you know, we really believe that we have a very unique setup for businesses, in the sense that we're in a very good strategic location in Europe, but very close to Africa, in the middle of the Mediterranean Sea, with a Mediterranean lifestyle, but a very good work ethic. The expertise you will find in Malta in sciences and engineering are second to none. At the same time, as a small island, we have the agility, and we also have the links and contacts to authorities and also to regulators to ensure that doing business in Malta is as smooth as possible. So that's our role as Malta Enterprise, being the place where businesses find, if you want, assistance in, and then we open doors to the rest of the country for them to be easy for doing business in Malta. Of course, we have a number of incentives. We have one major incentive, which is a very beautiful island with a lot of history.
Oh yeah,
and a lot of modern aspects to our life. So yes, I really believe that Malta is a very good place for doing business, particularly for startups seeking to test their products, research and develop them, and grow them to the large market in Europe and also outside of Europe. Why not?
Exactly. And speaking of startups, you know, entrepreneurship and innovation is the lifeblood of any thriving economy. How is Malta Enterprise fostering a culture of this innovation, and like, what role do startups play in driving forward Malta's innovation agenda?
So yes, there is a third aspect to our job. It is seeking opportunities and managing to find the right niches for business, especially for them to be successful when they're doing business in Malta, but also for the needs of our country. So basically, our role is driving us to push hard on startups, and particularly the more innovative startups in sectors that are extremely, some of them traditional, but innovating, or rather disrupting, but also in areas that are very exciting, such as medtech, such as biotech, clean technologies, and especially being an island surrounded by sea, we lend ourselves very well for projects in the blue economy and testing of clean products in our seas, or products that would improve the quality of life in our seas and oceans around us. Of course, we've had a long history of services, particularly financial services, and that is another area that is very interesting for us, particularly the technological aspect of such areas. So yes, along with that, we're also working on the semiconductor sector. Very few people know that one of the largest companies in the world, ST Microelectronics, are in Malta. They employ 1,800 people, which is a huge company for Malta, and we have a legacy in semiconductors. So with the opportunities that the Microchips Act, the EU's Chips Act, is offering, we are pouncing on that opportunity and also working with startups in design of fabless, for instance, to set up in Malta. And also there are other opportunities that are coming up, such as setting up of a competence center in Malta, and we are we are applying for that. The government has put funding for that. And I think we can be a very exciting place for companies in the semiconductor sector to look at us as a place where to do business.
Amazing. I love it. Kurt, so as you mentioned at the beginning, exciting times ahead with the 10th edition of the EU Startup Summit in Malta. What makes Malta, like you already said, like all this, but let me ask again, what makes Malta the perfect destination to host one of Europe's coolest startup events, you know, gathering top entrepreneurs, investors, influencers, corporate leaders, and, you know, how do you hope it it impacts the startup ecosystem?
First of all, it's a nice place to be at. So the aspect of business in reality goes along very well with a very beautiful lifestyle that we have.
Yeah.
We eat well, we work hard, but we also have our beautiful spots in Malta and Gozo where people can enjoy themselves. But at the same time, it's very exciting because we're transitioning from quite a traditional economy to one which is a lot more knowledge-based and innovative. And it is at this moment in time where, as a country, I think we will be launching in the next months one of the most exciting legislations where it comes to startups. And we are making it a lot easier for startups to start their business, to obtain funding, but also to make sure that it's easy for them to do business, to have contacts, to reach investors. And I think that's a big lacuna when it comes to the European Union, particularly where it comes to obtaining funding and financing for such startups. And the body of law that we're under consultation at the moment will ensure that there is easier access to funding, government funding, but also private funding. And it's basically where we are shaping up to ensure that the legislation, the country itself, gives a very good place for startups, the most innovative startups, to do business. And I think it's a very exciting time for startups. While there is the EU Startup Summit, we'll be able to listen to feedback, we'll be able to see what other regions in the world offer and see how we can support such startups. And I think that's we can be a legislative testbed for the rest of Europe. We had this in other aspects, such as blockchain, for instance, where we basically had a regulation for blockchain, which was a first for Europe. I think we can be very much similar when it comes to startups.
Sounds great, Kurt. You know, you already mentioned that as well. Malta seems like the perfect blend of business and pleasure, and it's known for its rich culture, stunning landscapes, and vibrant culture. What hidden gems or local hotspots do you recommend attendees explore during their downtime? And do you have any insider tips for making the most, of their stay?
Very few people know, but we have a 7,000-year-old history. So there are certain parts of Malta where they're ancient. I would suggest for sure the St. John's Co-Cathedral, which is a beautiful, beautiful historical place. Then, of course, our former capital city, Mdina, which is a small city on a hill. It's known as the Silent City, and it's a beautiful place. But I would recommend particularly one extra day to go to our sister island, Gozo, which is a smaller island than Malta, but it's once again very rich in history, but also a very beautiful, relaxing island where possibly it will be away from the hustle and bustle of our main city, which is Valletta. But also we have nice areas, bars and clubs in Sliem and Gżira area. So yes, one of our tasks when the EU Startup Summit is in Malta is to put up a small leaflet where to visit while in Malta. I would recommend an extra day to make sure that you feel the culture, but also the buzz that is happening in Malta.
Amazing. So that was the tour through Malta, guided by Kurt Farugia. Kurt,
myself will do some business on the tour as well.
Amazing. Kurt, your journey from, you know, the Prime Minister's office to leading Malta enterprise reflects an intersection of politics and entrepreneurship, as we already know. If you could host a dinner party with any political figure, past or present, who would snag an invite and to what juicy topics would be on the menu for discussion?
It's quite a tough one because there are great, great politicians I've followed along the years, you know, and mm-hmm. from across political divides. So basically, Tony Blair, Barack Obama, David Cameron, for instance, in the UK, has a fascinating story to tell. However, I'll go for an Italian one who's no longer with us, but I think would be fun for a dinner. Silvio Berlusconi.
That would be fun, no?
Completely opposite spectrum of my political ideologies, mm-hmm. but I believe that he's done a tremendous difference in Italy. But also, I've heard some stories of people who met him, who have been to dinner with him, and apparently he used to be so much fun to be around. So I think from all the great names, I choose Silvio Berlusconi for an evening. And also to discuss some juicy details that he would have had in his career.
Interesting. Kurt, so beyond your professional endeavors, what's a passion project or, I don't know, personal interest that brings you joy and balance in your life? I know that you have two children, so probably there are the joy and balance in your life.
I'll have to be boring on this one, but also... there's the fun aspect of having a family. Mm. And besides the long hours, I look forward to get home and discuss the day with my wife and my two children. And also during the weekends, I don't rest because I have to be a part-time taxi driver with my children. Both play football. And I try to make sure that they're on time, that they have their own training. I think at the moment that is the project that me and my wife have. Basically, see that they're raised in healthy education, but also to ensure that they're fun to be around. So yeah, apart from my usual hobbies, I watch football, I play some football sometimes, I go to the gym. But if I had to choose one project, it would be my family and also my new home, which I moved into a couple of years ago.
Amazing. I can totally relate to that, Kurt. Looking ahead, what's your vision for Malta's economic landscape in the next decade? And how do you see Malta enterprise evolving to meet the changing needs of people?
So I started at Malta Enterprise in 2019. Mm-hmm. As soon as I started settling in, we've hit the COVID period. So it was very intense because we were handling as Malta Enterprise all the economic support for all businesses and employees in Malta. So we were handing out a wage supplement, a wage for all employees in the private sector for 2.5 years. We've managed over 800 million. But in that period, it wasn't just firefighting. We needed to understand what's happening around us in the world. And that is where very early on, we realized that change is inevitable. It is inevitable in normal circumstances, but particularly in such extraordinary circumstances, we needed the island to change its mode and also to seek opportunities out of that. So we've started a process of having a more sustainable economic development and a better quality of life for the people in Malta. And it's very related to what we do as business. So that's why we can, and we have been seeing a transition from the jobs and the business that we want in Malta to move towards greener, more sustainable, knock on doors of factories and our businesses to tell them, we have funds because we want you to grow, but also want you to be more sustainable environmentally and economically. So we had inevitably to change as well as Malta Enterprise, and our support measures are more focused on a better quality of life and also a transition for digitalization and sustainable environment for our businesses. And also in terms of what we want to come to Malta, that's why we're focusing on smaller businesses such as startups and also medium enterprises that are focused on basically what we want to achieve in the next 5 to 10 years, which is a more knowledge-based economy, strengthening our university and our technical institutes, mm-hmm. getting the transfer of knowledge that is so pronounced when it comes to working with startups and small companies, and you know, get that that interaction going and buzzing between various businesses, our education institutions, our foreign direct investment that is already invested very much in Malta, to ensure that we keep innovating and we remain ahead of the curve of the global changes that are around us.
Amazing, Kurt. It's so nice and easy to talk to you. I could talk for hours more, and maybe we'll have a chance to do that since we're going to see each other in Malta soon. Thanks so much. Thanks so much for taking the time and joining me today on the podcast. It's been lovely to have you. Wish you all the best, and I'll see you soon.
Thank you, Marcin. I look forward to seeing everyone in Malta.
Bye.
Bye. Thank you.